Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Ava, you're here.
I'm here. We'll see if
Don
Cleaver makes it.
Don is wandering somewhere. I don't know. He's supposed to show up sometime. You know what? It doesn't matter. We can handle this show alone. We got some good stuff to talk about. We've got top 20 deer foods. You're going to want to find out about that. We got that going on. Also, some decisions and conversation going on about Lake Mille Lacs at Lake in northern Minnesota. That and more when we come back. Stay tuned.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Hey, Ava.
How's it going?
It is going fantastic. How about you?
Just wondering where Don's at, but
he'll be here
when he gets here.
Hey, we can do a fastest show as ever. Even if he's not
here. It goes so much faster.
It does. It just goes so much easier. We don't have him getting in the way.
It goes easier.
Yes, it's easier.
Oh, no.
It's so much easier.
He's
going to hear this, and he's going to realize he better not miss the next time. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hard time he's getting because he's not here.
Yep. That's exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think about the rain? It plays into what a lot of things that we're going to talk about.
Yeah. You know, I feel like we've been seeing a lot more of it later than usual. So how are those fish reacting to that?
Don't know yet, but at the last week, they have been going well on the river. They've been going well in Mille Lacs. Got a report out of Mille Lacs. We'll talk about Mille Lacs in a little bit. And Mille Lacs is, you know, on fire. They're catching a bunch of fish up there. But obviously, in the river situations across the Midwest, we've had a ton of water coming through. I know North Dakota's had forecasted some 6+ inches of snow this week. It makes pheasant hunting, I should say, getting to your maybe particular spot or making it up there or duck hunting, it's also going to force a lot of ducks down. But as far as the fish go, they're going big time, and it's been great. But you know what? Sitting out in the element, as the temperature starts to take a hit, like it is this weekend, we got some forecast chilly with a chance of meatballs.
The S word shows up for this weekend.
Sneet?
Yeah, sneet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's pretty sneet.
Yeah, but, you know, I think a big thing is people need to realize to dress for that type of weather too.
Oh, you can. The only issue is if it transitions from rain, that's one of the things that was tough. One year I was going out, I was hunting, bow hunting down in the Minnesota Valley refuge down there. And I said, well, it's going to be rainy and crappy. And it was around Thanksgiving. I still hadn't got my deer yet because I decided to pass on 4 deer. Oh, not big enough, not big enough. And then I sit, and that year I was hunting on December 20th, freezing, and never did capitalize. But so the day I went out, I said, you know what? I'm going to wear my waders, and I could bike in. So I had my waders on my bike, bow in the back, and it was fantastic. Work never got wet. It was awesome. Nice slow walk because they don't breathe. But saw some really good deer that day, and it was nice because the felt soles are really quiet in the leaves.
Interesting.
But nonetheless, you know, fishing in the rain is one thing, but when it's torrential rain and you start to get a little soggy towards the end of the day or maybe midday for some of you guys, if you don't have good rain gear, it can be a bit of a problem. But I will say this. One of the things that came up, I fished an area that I fished a long time, and I had to fish it differently. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up today was, you know, when you're fishing shorelines, a lot of it has to do with if you're pitching straight into a shoreline and, you know, the contour or the shoreline and then the bottom kind of drops out and comes deeper, closer to where you're pitching. So you're out away from shore. Let's say you're 40 feet from shore. Mm-hmm. It's obviously shallow towards shore. That's maybe relatively more rocky. Then it comes back, drops off. The time you're in a particular strike zone, let's say those fish are in that on that shelf, is relatively short. So you don't have opportunity to contact fish that may be active, but for a very short period of time. And so I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I thought, you know what? Let's just do this. So I moved in closer and worked my way down the shore with long diagonal casts. Guess what? Five casts, I had four fish. They were that particular about how I was pulling that bait back, and I was able to stay in the strike zone that much longer. It's like somebody turned a switch. It was that different.
Just changing the angle.
So watch the angles. You're able to contact more fish. You're able to stay on or in the strike zone much longer. And, of course, letting the fish tell you what they want. That's the other thing. And the best part was that I said, you know what? I bet if I vertical jig this, I can probably catch some fish.
And you did.
And then it turned into stripers and some more walleyes. And, I mean, we had crappies, stripers, and walleyes. It was an awesome day. And it was one of those things where it's just nice when finally there was no wind. It was comfortable to be out fishing. Not that it was warm, but it was comfortable and just flat out enjoyable. So, you know, play with a lot of things in fall, and the bite's only going to get better for you guys no matter where you're at. And it's going to go right up until freeze up. And we've got some time before freeze up. You know, I'm looking long-term forecasts. We're looking at some maybe 50s by the following week. And I think we should be pretty good there. So
we're going to cool off and then warm up again?
And then warm up again.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But a lot of things happening. We've got ski areas that'll be open by mid next week.
Hey, don't talk about that.
I'm talking snow out in the mountains right now.
What beautiful colors we have right now, though.
And they did
beautiful.
And you know what I hate about that?
What?
We had that big wind last week, or not even, it was this week. And how many leaves did we lose?
Most of them.
How much color did we lose? It happens. And it's so frustrating because you're just thinking,
you got to time it just right.
Same thing. It's just beautiful. And everything turns into, oh, my yard looks pretty. Pretty brutal.
Yeah. Yep.
So I got to deal with that. But you know what? It is what it is. You know, you deal with that.
Hey, do fish kind of react to dramatic weather changes, kind of like how deer do if it's a real big cool off? Do they get hungrier, get more active, or do they?
They deal with the fronts. Yeah, they are okay. Impacted. What's interesting is that lakes are more impacted than rivers. Rivers generally will be less susceptible to it. They are more current related rather than, oh, it's cold, so I need to go put a jacket on. I need to go somewhere and find my jacket.
Sure.
Sad.
Okay, so it affects more lake fishing.
That's what I found in all the tournaments that we have. It's generally the case because you don't have the water's mixed. I mean, the water gets mixed up. If it's a storm system or something that comes through on a lake, you find it's definitely the same way. So in summer, yep. So.
Gotcha.
Well, hang tight. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with the fishery up in Mille Lacs and what's going on with deer. What are they liking to eat this time of year? Stay tuned.